Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Wake Forest University Theater presents Marisol by Jose Rivera. The Obie Award-winning play in two acts will run September 28th through October 7th in the Main Stage Theater on the Wake campus. There'll be a reception to welcome the school's new provost, Rogan Kirsch, and his wife, Sarah, on Saturday, September 29th, and a talkback with the playwright on October 5th. You'll find links to more information at wfgd.org/triadarts. Marisol has been described as falling somewhere between magical realism and theater of the absurd. In Marisol, a war in heaven spills into New York City, where the food has turned to salt and enormous blazes fill the air with smoke. Our heroine, Marisol, is abandoned by her guardian angel and forced to overcome her inner fears to join in the battle to save the universe. Like much of Rivera's work, Marisol is for mature audiences only. Here to shed some light on this apocalyptic world is director and Wake Forest University professor of theater, Cindy Gendrick. The play centers around Marisol Perez. Describe this young Latina.
She lives in the Bronx. She works for a publishing company, and the world is kind of falling down around her ears. And apples have gone extinct, and the moon has disappeared, and they haven't seen the blue sky in months. And it's a strange, strange world that she's living in.
She kind of made it, I mean, out of the hood and having a professional career. Did the play ever indicate why she decided to stay there in this barrio?
Well, it relates to a bigger issue in the play, which is her connection with her own identity and not wanting to give that up. There are lots of references, or at least several, to her mother dying when she was about ready to go off to school. And she obviously feels this deep connection with her mother and with the Bronx, and resists leaving until it's really a dangerous place for her to be. Okay. So it's part of who she is. And through the whole play, she's trying to hang on dearly to who she is and to, you know, her humanity.
It seems like jump-starting a big change is the fact that her guardian angel realizes that God's kind of gone off the deep end, and so you're on your own. Describe that. I love the way he moves into hyper-reality and hyper-fantasies just so seamlessly.
Yeah. But
could you describe just that dynamic, an interesting character, and it's in her own right, the guardian angel?
Yeah, she watches over Marisol and has been protecting her for years and years and has kept a lot of horrible things from happening to her. But as she says, the universal body is sick, Marisol, and God has become senile, and there's going to be a war in heaven. And so she's preparing Marisol for having to kind of try and go get some power for herself by herself.
I mean, courage, change, mutability of time and space, engagement, luck, divine intervention, all this stuff in one play for college students. How are they responding to the challenge? And what they must be getting a lot out of this.
They picked it. But I think the world sometimes feels scary out there for our soon-to-be grads. And I think they get that feeling that, you know, you got to kind of be fierce and get behind what you want and go after it. And for whatever reason, they really, really connected to it.
My thanks to director and Wake Forest University professor of theater, Cindy Gendrick. Jose Rivera's Obie Award-winning play is Marisol. It'll run September 28th through October 7th in the Main Stage Theater in the Scales Fine Arts Center on the Wake Forest campus. Jose will participate in a talkback on October 5th, and he'll also be giving several classes while he's in town. Marisol is for mature audiences, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.